Field of relationship? What the heck is that? There are five fields where you can live your life. They are like the rooms of your palace, the rooms you inhabit. The rest of the palace is uninhibited. The only fields of relationship, the only fields of communication that lead you to self-growth, that lead you to raise your consciousness, raise your vibration are the ones I reveal in this article. I have a student whose biggest contribution to me is that he asks questions, the kind of questions that make me stop and look to give an answer. We have a father-child relationship. In that field I could be father or not father, and he could be child, not child. And occasionally we could reverse roles, although it is very rare, and jarring. He, willing to be the child, the student, who will consider everything I say as a contribution to him, enriches my life, and allows him to actually learn. Learn not just words, but life. I am immensely grateful. Eyes tearing up grateful. Because he is so faithfully in that field of relationship, everything he says is truthful. No intent to deceive. Also no desire to be accepted, he knows he is already accepted. Father-child relationship is not your human father and not your human child standard. You didn't have it with your father. You didn't have it, most likely, with the teacher. Because father-child, the field, is the home of unconditional love. God is the archetype of father. The energy that created you and therefore loves you, can't do no other. And in some biological way, your biological father created you, his relationship to his creation isn't the same. It is more often disappointment. Given their own inflated self-image. So roughly no one has experienced the field with their father. Some experienced it with mentors, teachers, but not many. Why? Because the field, every conversation, the listener defines every relationship, the recipient. In this case, the child. You can only hear, you can only receive inside the field that you yourself imagine yourself. If you listen to God as the judge who will smite you, you are not in father-child. The Bible, the book that was written by people, added the human interpretation, the fear, the jealousy, the vengeful, the ugly. In essence they said God is like us, children. They covered up the essence of the archetype God. But the idea, the essence of God is pure father-child, pure love, pure guidance, pure teaching. If you manage to go just one step further from father-child you'd end up in the field of partnership, co-creation, the fifth field. The 1,000s live in that field, at least some of the time. The 8 billion cannot even conceive that field. There is no force, no struggle, no resistance in father-child. Why? Because the love is unconditional. Nothing to do but what comes naturally, growing, joy, ecstasy. In most human interactions with your biological father, with your teacher, your mentor is you choosing the role of not child and you probably choose the role for the other not father. So you may spend all your money, all your time in those relationships, but you don't actually learn anything, because of the not elements. You resist, you avoid, you hide, you pray not to be found out. Your relationship with your father figures is not father-child, the field. Your biological father had a big ego. He loved himself in you when you succeeded, and despised himself in you when you didn't. Most original break and belonging incidents came from your father not accepting you the way you were. Your father loved you only when you made him proud. Rarely if ever. Your father may have been an a-hole, who threatened your survival by harming your mother or you. I had a father, he died 31 years ago, who, at least some of the time, was father figure in our conversation was in father-child. Now that I realize that the field we interacted in depended on me, I feel shame. He had a lot to teach me, but I wasn't there to be taught. Looking back, I now forgive him for being human. I forgive him for when he was only looking for his own pleasure, or when he was expressing his love with force. After forgiving him, I can see that the moments of father-child was a lot more frequent than just a few times. And I weep. Tears of love and gratitude. My brother hates my now dead father. He wanted to be the child and mother-child, the field, and of course he was listening to everything our father did or said there. And it was not motherly. Some of my students manipulate me. I can see that they want to be, like my brother with my father, in a different field than I am willing. So the relationship is strained. But worse than that, they are not learning. Instead they are busy pretending. Ugh. I am lucky. As a student, the child, I provide no resistance. I don't feel that I have to be different, or do something well to be loved by the father and the father-child. So I can learn. But, of course, some of my teachers are despots, and want me to pretend, adulate them, and tell them that they are like God. When I don't, they kick me out. Or mock me. Ugh. Again. In my father-child, coach-coached relationships, what is next for me is to trust the space, trust the field to lead to the field of partnership. Where I can trust that my questions are a contribution. Like that student's questions. You can test the relationship. And find out what the other thinks the field we are in. In the moment of me asking a question, the father is tested, the field is tested. If the question is a contribution to the other, and that doesn't depend on me or on the question. In that moment the father is the listener. Then we were in real pure father-child. In all conversations the listener has all the power. Before you can alter who you are and how you view relationships, you may want to spend some time, maybe a lot of time, looking what it is you say a father-child relationship is. You'll notice that your preconceived ideas, that morality, that societal norms conflict with what I say here. Or you notice that you want to have the upper hand in any and all relationships, I do, and want to maybe ponder, and look more about that. What allows the child character to be the child and father-child is the desire to grow. No desire? No father-child is possible. Your rigidity number is very revealing in this context, as is the number that says, to what degree you insist that your self-concern is important. You can get those numbers, and 42 more, including your vibration, your health number, etc. in the starting point measurements. Get your starting point measurements. P.S. One of my students asked if the book, The Biology of Belief, is a book worth reading. I said no, it is New Age bullshit. Most of what you read, most of what you can read is not written in father-child, which would be just one step away from partnership. The ego of the author doesn't allow father-child, the field. The I am the big cheese, listen to me as the human father-child field, not the God-child field where God and his creation are equal, even if their respective knowledge, skills, spiritual capacities, vibration aren't. In the real father-child field, knowledge doesn't separate the father and the child. It connects them. Even though the flow is mostly in one direction, but not as a force, more like God says, whatever you invite me to look at, I will. And whatever new angle you give me to look from, I will joyfully look, because I am here for what you need. What you need to know. Not the field where most people teach from. Father-child is the field where you have space to explore who you are in the light of the Father, inside the unconditional love of the Father. The space where you can see yourself and you can see the opponent, the IT, the not you, the not self. The not that is needed to distinguish yourself. Not the content of the self but its boundaries. Students who have these interactions in a field other than the true father-child cannot do that. They hear that not self as part of their self, and their writing to me is complaining and blaming. Blaming the not self for not doing what is important, not having energy, not loving life, not loving the grind. Powerless. All their attempts to see what is important and what isn't important fails. Inside the field they are looking inside of what's important is not visible. You need to move to the real father-child field to see it. The field where they have real power. And you can move from field to field. To pick the field inside which you want, what you are getting is possible to give, possible to get. They say that atheists are the most religious people, or something like that. I am an atheist. I can see the God figure clearly. And I can live, breathe, learn from, weep with it. You think you know God, because you compare him to your biological father, to your pederast priest, to your pastor, rabbi, or cleric. God likened to people disappears. And you are left with the tree of knowledge, where you are not enough, not worthy, where you have to and need to and are miserable. But what those people teach you is not true. You don't have to worship God. Only people want to be worshipped. You don't have to serve God. Only people want to be served. And you don't have to bow in front of God. You don't have to give sacrifice to God. You don't have to praise God. Praise is something, part of all those things that only people want, not God. Your relationship with God is intimate and two-way. I even sleep in that field. If you try to sleep in mother-child, every bad thought will keep you awake. Mother is the archetype of selfish. Mother only cares that you carry her genes forward, doesn't really care about you. So there is never any real softness in mother-child, never any real security or certainty. No unconditional love. You are always wrong. Or will be wrong in a second. Helen Keller lived in a father-child relationship with Annie Sullivan, her teacher and companion. Her biological mother-father were constantly worried and punished her. Helen Keller was able to accept that Annie Sullivan loved her unconditionally, and therefore she could start growing, and grew past most seeing and hearing humans of her age. Because what you have, or what you lack isn't what helps you to grow or blocks you from growing. It is the field you live in. Find someone who you can be in father-child relationship with. And start your ascent on the tree of life. You may already have someone. Dot. Dot. Risking that you can't hear me, when your cells are dehydrated, you live in scarcity, and you can't trust. Which means, you cannot learn, you cannot move into the father-child field, because you are afraid. Before you do anything, make sure you are regularly hydrating your cells by drinking coherent water. Structured water won't do it. Alkaline, oxygenated, or any BS method won't do it. Only coherent water, with a vibration of 653 or higher. If you have a system, but your cells are still not hydrated, I know that you are trying to be clever, that you are trying to do it your way. You have no respect for the true and tried, for the simple and uncomplicated. That the father-child field is. So start listening to the Energizer audio. It will make you, hopefully, coherent enough that you can set up your system correctly. If you don't have the audio, I pick and choose who I sell it to. I make my decision from your starting point measurements. In my answer you'll find the buy link for the water energizer. If I consider you able to use it,